and Hooli Show.
Listoon,
how's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk and Glenamaddy? Here we are in the County Clare.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooli Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan. And with me on the phone is my old pal Skinny Sheehan. Skin, are you there?
Yes, Hooli, how are you?
Hey, Skinny, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooli Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal, Bob Flood, coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice. 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast coming up on Mondays at SkinnyHooli.com. Okay, Skin. Hey, Skin,
we're
you know what?
Worldwide, Hooli.
We're worldwide. You know what? Get this. You know, I was doing a little research on the show because January 20th will begin our 8th year on the air. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
And I was on the website. I went through and found lots of old photos of people who've been on the show. And I'm going to do a little blog post celebrating. And 43,000 people have been to our website, which is pretty cool. I had no idea there were that many people hitting that website. So that's good.
That's
and that's from Ireland and all over the world, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
Sure is.
Thousands of them. There's thousands of
thousands of 43,000, and then there's hundreds of guests. And that's 4 years worth of, I mean, 8 years worth, 4 years. It's like going to through eighth grade with you, Skinny, you know?
With you sitting across the aisle from me. That's,
we'd have been expelled a long time
ago. We made it to
eighth grade anyway. Sister Trace Marie is going to give us a crack. So how long did it take you to get up to Florida?
You know, we did that. You were there for the funeral.
Skinny, you did a wonderful eulogy for Tuna Carey. So.
Yeah, it worked out really good. It was kind of, you know, Mike, I cannot believe how many people came to that wake and funeral.
Oh, I know.
It was astounding.
Yeah, it was packed.
And it was a really nice send-off, and Tom Carey would have enjoyed it more than anybody. Father Marty O'Donovan.
He did a great job. What a great homily he gave, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. He was fantastic. What a great guy he is.
Skinny,
and,
you did a great job. You know, that was hard.
Yeah, well,
treading
worked,
water between funny and sad. But your brother Mike came up to me as we're leaving the church, and he said, Skinny did a pretty good job, didn't he? I said, yeah, he did. And he goes, boy, could have been a lot worse. We both started laughing.
Yeah,
could have been a lot worse. So anyway.
Great family, though. The Careys are a great family. So anyways, it's.
It was nice to see all of them. Kevin,
yeah,
Joyce.
But we left then, and we drove to Paducah, Kentucky, which is at the bottom, you know, all of just outside.
You drove all day Saturday? Wow.
Yeah, we get there about 8 o'clock. Can we go to the north end of Florida, 150 miles to the Florida. And the next day we finished up. We got here January 2nd. And
well, wait a minute. Where were you on New Year's Day? You were driving all day New Year's Day?
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
Actually, I bet the roads were pretty clear, huh?
Yeah, it was actually pretty neat. And once you got a trip right there, it was 1,350 miles. All you want to do is get there. That's all you care about.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, it was all good. Down here now, it's amazing how many Irish people are in Florida, especially South Florida.
You're in Naples, right?
Yeah, Naples. But I got a big kick out of this. The busy street in Naples is Fifth Avenue. It's a shopping district. It's very fancy-schmancy.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a company that wanted to build a new building. They basically wanted to take up a whole block. And they went from one corner all the way to the other. And in downtown Naples, or the Fifth Avenue, there's an Irish bar called Murphy's.
Murphy's, oh, great.
It's an old Irish bar. It's owned by a guy from New York named Murphy. And anyone that's Irish ends up going in there when they're in Naples. But
I'll bet you've been in there a few times.
Oh, yeah. Anytime we go in, we always see people from. Every time we walking in, and we see people from Chicago.
Yeah.
But the developer came in, and you could see how he wanted to buy this whole block out. Well, the development goes from one end of the block all the way up to Murphy. Murphy would not move.
Good for him.
I was up there the other day. I got a big kick out of it. It was like, oh, it looks like Murphy's is gone. I come around and look. I go, oh, my gosh. Apparently, he didn't sell out.
Good for him.
It was kind of funny. Yeah, good guy. Yeah. Hey, I do want to mention we're going to do something for Special Olympics on February 27th at Carnival.
Oh, I've been in that joint. That's a nice joint.
Yeah, it's a neat joint. So we're honoring Chris Kennedy and a lot of people in the construction industry. Ann Burke and is going to come in and do a presentation to him because he's helped us out a real lot. So, and Danny Walsh.
When is that event, Skin?
It's on February 27th. It's a Monday night.
You're gonna be back for that? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just try to write that day, and I'll do the show March 1st or whatever it is. Good. But anyway, so I just want to mention that. Hey, Huli, I don't know if you saw this kid on television. It's Kaylee Rogers from Ireland.
No, who's he?
It's a girl, a 10-year-old girl that sings Hallelujah.
I have seen that, the autistic kid.
Yeah, the autistic kid.
Oh, it's fabulous with the choir behind her. Yeah, I saw it. My wife sent it to me.
The boys are in the choir. They're like punching each other and stuff. You got to watch the kids in the background. But it is amazing. It's an amazing thing. This autistic kid does. It's really something. It's a very neat song. It's got over 2.5 million hits.
Did you see the twin brothers or the man dresser fell on the one and the other, his brother lifted it off of him?
I know.
I sent that to my sons.
Your sons posted it.
I would do that for my brother. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? Before I go, I want to mention real quickly, there's Father Ahern that passed away up in St. Julianas.
Yeah.
He's been up there forever. He was the pastor, and then he was the pastor of the pastor. Emeritus for the last 21 years. But he was a good guy. He went to Quigley. He was older than me, but a good guy. And John Barris passed away.
Any relation to Ricky?
No, but he's up from the north side. It says he's from County Mayo, and it says he's from Castellana, but he was near to Catherine Hennigan. I met him quite a few times. He was a member of 399. He wake at Cooney's. He's being buried
PJ must have missed him because he wasn't in PJ's dossier.
Yeah, but he's married to Catherine Hennigan. And finally, Billy Sheehan from St. Catharines. Mary Beth Sheehan's father passed away.
Oh,
we know
he?
That we work with
Mary Beth from
the parade.
Yeah.
His wife was Judy. He was 79. God, very long time. A great Catharines guy. Yeah. Four kids. And Mary Beth worked with us. We worked with her and the committee to bring back that parade. So
you know what?
He's a great kid.
All the Undertakers say. Everybody waits till right after Christmas and then they go. You know
it's unbelievable how many people have been sick. And one last thing, I was going to tell you that Jack Wright was telling me. I don't know if you know this. He lived on Prospect, 109th and Prospect on the South Side, and Alexander Graham Bell stayed at his home there in the late 1880s and went there a couple
stayed
times.
Stayed at whose home? Jack Wright's?
The house that Jack Wright lived in.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And the late 1880s. And because he had a deaf child. That's how he got into the telephone. He was trying to figure out a way to
communicate.
Deaf child would be able to hear. But Jack and I were talking about that. It was pretty amazing. And then Jack told me something I never knew.
Yeah.
Do you know who Alexander Graham Slutkowski is?
No.
He was the first telephone pole. I didn't realize that. Jack informed me of that.
Alexander Graham Slutkowski. That's very good. First telephone pole.
All right, I'm going to leave you with that.
All right, Skinny, that's very good. Happy New Year to you, pal.
All right, Happy New Year.
We'll talk
to
you next week.
Hey, okay. Hello, Billy.
I will.
I'm
He's sitting right next
to me. Smile a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. All right. God bless. Thanks. That's a pretty good little joke there. Little Skinny told. But hey, Jack, give Jack Wright props on that. All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. And now we're very honored to have our old pal, Kevin Flynn, on the show, the Northwest Side Boy. Kev, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on again, Mike.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Kevin is a musician and a poet, and just love his stuff. He has a 9-month-old baby who Samuel Woodrow Flynn. Today is his 9th month birthday, right?
Yes.
So God love him. And his mom is Amber, your wife Amber. So big shout out and Happy New Year to you and your family. And for the Flood Brothers, Kevin is a graduate of Notre Dame High School.
That's right, yeah.
I'm doing that for you guys, the Flood Brothers. Actually, you know what? We're going to have Bobby Flood on the show in a couple of weeks. He's a pretty funny guy. So anyway, Kev, what's new with you, pal? Other than the baby.
That's been the bulk of it.
Sure. It's
yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah. It is a lot of work. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. After having him, I don't know how people have 2 or 3 or 4 or
7.
7 or 10.
I'm the youngest of 7.
7. Yeah.
How many in your family?
You know what? It was just 2. My parents.
Oh, that's right. I know your
thing.
Dad, Eddie. Yeah.
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 They did things on the later side, very late for, you know, their time.
Having kids.
Just me and my sister, Beth Ann.
It's amazing, people, who, especially nowadays, just thinking how much it costs.
Yeah.
So God bless all the parents of big families and little families. All right, so you brought us some tunes tonight.
Oh, yeah. I brought the canon of work.
Okay. The Kevin Flynn canon.
Yeah.
Which I love because they're all, most of them are Chicago stories.
Yeah.
There's a story in every song. That's what I love about your stuff, and very poetic and. You're obviously a Dylan fan, I could tell, right?
I'm a Dylan fan, yeah. I'm a fan of, you know, I have a number. I didn't get into Dylan until later on, actually. You know, a lot of people, when they hear somebody who puts effort into their lyrics, that's the first guy they go to and what have you. But, there's similarities, of course. You know, obviously there is whenever you listen to them, you know. I'd probably say I'm a little more, Christofferson or Shel Silverstein.
yes. Chicago guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Definitely. Because I got into him later in life, I wasn't pretending I knew what he talked about when I was younger.
Good.
Like everybody else.
There's a kid that we've had on our show several times. He's only 18 years old. His name is Liam Durkin.
Okay.
And he has a voice so much like Gordon Lightfoot,
which is
kind of the same genre.
Yeah. Sundown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's 18, but he sounds like he's 50.
Oh, right.
You should meet him. He's really a terrific kid. But anyway, so what are we going to start with tonight, buddy?
I was going to play one of your favorites. You always mention how much you like this tune, Back in the Day.
Yes, I do like this tune. Is that the name of it? Back in the Day.
Back in the Day, yeah. Okay. So I figure what better tune to start us off with.
Here's Kevin Flynn with Back in the Day.
Little sis, her first Eucharist, party's back in the yard. She kisses Aunt Kate and then Uncle Nate for the savings bond in her car. And the guests say, look at her dress, isn't she pretty and white? Then sit down to feast on catered roast beef, Jell-O mold and cold Miller Lite. Help your grandmother into the car. She's ready to go whenever we are. All your fathers and your mothers, all your sisters and your brothers, and the way things used to be. Jimmy Hayes remembers the days growing up on the south side of town. He sits at the table telling his fables with all of his nephews around. He talks of his dad, the temper he had, and the slaughterhouse truck that he drove. And his ma show us something she wouldn't cook, nothing, never once touched the stove. All the stories that Jimmy tells, they've always got everyone laughing like hell. all your fathers and your mothers, all your sisters and your brothers, the times with them all, as you recall singing, oh, to those who came before us, oh, you need not to implore us to sing the verses and the chorus of the way things used to be. There's no more knock on the door, everyone's who you expect. The phone on the wall don't ring at all, and nobody's calling collect. Oh, where have you gone, Mrs. O'Leary? We don't care if it's true. See, the fire is out and the city, it turns its smiling eyes to you. Down the street you happen to meet your old neighbor, Mrs. McCall. She had 7 sons, and if you fought one, then you had to fight them all. All your fathers and your mothers, all your sisters and your brothers, the times with them all, as you recall singing, oh, to those who came before us. Oh, you need not to implore us to sing the verses, sing the chorus of the way things used to be.
All right, the great Kevin Flynn, the mighty Flynn, the mighty Flynn. Well done, well done. That is one of my favorite tunes. You know, there's a Jimmy, I think I probably have tried, I do know a Jimmy Hayes.
Jimmy Hayes
is from Oak Park, the one I know, and he hangs out in Duffy's Bar where my son, Billy, attends bar. Right. Jimmy Hayes is in Duffy's every weekend.
That's for you, Jimmy.
Jimmy, and he's a great guy. So there you are, Jimmy. The nice thing is about everybody has been to that first Holy Communion party in the backyard, and you know, and my granddaughter's going to be making her first Holy Communion in May, and I keep telling her, you got to go to CCD or you're not going to make communion, you know. I'm hoping to relive all of that.
Make sure she doesn't go to the wine right away. That's not, you
yes,
know.
At 7.
That was my, yeah, right.
Did you do that?
I was waiting in line. The priest gave me the, you know.
Oh, see, when I was a kid, you didn't get the wine. And it was just the host, and that's it.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, I tried, you know.
Yeah, give me that wine. I stopped going to the wine when my wife, who was a Eucharistic minister, told me about an old lady who threw up a little bit into the wine cup. I went, I'm not going to get the wine anymore after hearing that story.
Everybody's wondering if it's a Pinot.
It's a Puco. Yikes. But those things happen, you know. Okay, so any gigs coming up? Anything you want to plug? You got a CD, don't you?
We put out 4 with old group, the Avondale Ramblers. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I don't handle that anymore. All that stuff is still on iTunes and Amazon, and I believe it's all out there. It's kind of weird, actually, when you put your stuff on for Amazon or iTunes.
Sure.
I guess you signed some contract, so...
Oh, I got films that I have no idea where the money is going.
Right, well, or there's sites that will sell them, you know, and, like, I'll get notifications about some Russian site that's selling, you know,
they
Kevin Flynn. So, I mean, you can definitely get the stuff. I mean, it isn't an easier time to get, you know, music off the Internet. So, yeah, certainly whatever interests you of
My son's had a friend who... was in like Thailand, And there's a guy on the street selling DVDs, and one of them was a DVD of our film Tapioca in, like, Thai or whatever the language is.
Nice.
And, of course, we never got a dime out of that. And the guy was saying, oh, very funny. It's very funny. It's like, oh, they like it in Thailand. How come we couldn't make any dough with it here? But what do? You put it out there and see what happens. Right?
Yeah.
So you warmed up for another one? You gonna want to do another one?
Yeah. I will do another one here. I'm gonna do one. I did this.
We're talking to Kevin Flynn, folks.
We did this.
The Troubadour
with the
Returns.
We did this with the Avondale Ramblers a little bit. But by the time we did it a couple times, so I guess it's now mine.
You wrote it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
As I did all the material with them, this is called the Captain and Key City, is what it's called.
Okay.
They call me Captain Warden, I'm the master of a steamer. Call him Captain Warden, Captain Jones Warden. Oh, fastest packet steamboat in the upper mighty river. Guided by her master, nothing else is faster. Key City is her name, and a finer craft there isn't. 350 tons, a sidewheeler exquisite. She moves with grace. Never lost a race, and I'll be damned if under me she ever will. The river boats will call us out, all cocksure and derisive. Think they can defeat us, be the first to beat us. But every time we answer in a victory decisive, simply non-contenders to the throne pretenders. But if you think you got the boat to take Key City and hoist the winner's broom, sure you'll be sitting pretty, a tidy sum you'll win. They'll call you champion, but if that's what you think, you better think again. So come on, let's see if you can beat me on the mighty Mississippi. Like nobody's done up, oh. Down the muddy waters, there's not a race that I'm afraid to run. Go tell the engineer and the pilot to get ready. We'll press them boilers hot, and we'll take her nice and steady. Make sure the crew know that it's time to go, and let that mighty packet steamer whistle blow. So come on, let's see if you can beat me on the mighty Mississippi. Like nobody's done up, oh, down the muddy waters, there's yet to be a race. I haven't from Iowa to Buke to St. Paul, Minnesota, La Crosse, Wisconsin, down to Illinois at Galena. Make sure the crew know that it's time to go, and let that mighty packet steamer whistle blow.
There it is. Kevin Flynn, everybody. The mighty Flynn. That was terrific.
Now,
did you spend any time on the Mississippi?
Yeah, I did. I've got a slight fascination with steamboats and what have you.
Mark Twain kind of a thing.
Yeah, right. I try to get on them when I can. New Orleans. I wrote that one about, I think it was a trip to Galena, and I'd heard about
Did you take the trip on a steamboat?
I couldn't. It was too cold at the time, but I'd heard about the races that they held up there, and the southern races are more famous, but they used to have these steamboat races, up and down the northern river, And yeah, this guy, this Jones Warden was the, you know, he was the Michael Jordan of
Of steamboat captains.
Upper Mississippi steamboat races. Yeah. He would take anybody on and beat them handily.
You know, I had a very bad experience once in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Somebody put something in my drink. And
it's called alcohol?
No, it was something on top of that. I went to a topless bar on Bourbon Street and had a drink. And the next thing you know, I woke up in my hotel room with a big gash on my head and $3,000 in credit card slips in my pocket. And I went, what happened? And it's funny because whatever they gave me the next day, you know, you had to check out of the hotel by noon.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'll just go on one of these steamboats, you know, to kill some time until my flight. And I'm sitting on the steamboat and something in the back of my head is going, jump in the water, jump in the water, jump in the water. I went, hey, wait a minute. And I had to go inside. You know, I said, I can't be next to the water. It was freaky. So then I made the mistake of telling my wife about it when I got home. And anyway, that was a long, long time ago. So I have a lot of trepidation about New Orleans and all that baloney.
I'll get to work on that song.
Yeah, okay. Oh, there's a story there, believe me. All right, so we're going to have to take a break. Can you just hang around for a while? We want some more tunes out of you. All right, you're listening to Skinny and Hooli Show, folks. Skinny's in Florida. I'm glad to be here with you. Happy New Year to everybody. And we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, They have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. So happy to be here with you all, with Kevin Flynn tonight. Our old pal E.J. Orr dropped by tonight. Always a pleasure to see him. Hey, you know what? Just a couple of things. My buddy, Cyril Regan, who is the executive director of Chicago Irish Immigrant Support. He may not be the executive director, but he's some honcho. I know Michael Collins is there, too. Anyway, they're doing a big thing Friday, January 20th, Casino Night fundraiser over at the Irish American Heritage Center. You got to get over there. Should be a blast. Friday, January 20th, Chicago Irish Immigrant Support. And then also our old friend Maggie McEldowney, the International Rose of Tralee, is doing a pub crawl Saturday, February 4th. Southside Shuttle leaves Riley's Daughter at 2 p.m. that goes downtown, hits a whole bunch of Irish pubs. Travel to the best Irish pubs downtown Chicago, and you get to see Maggie, and it's helping out the Chicago Rose of Tralee contest, who we, Skinny and I have been involved with for years. And just want to say once again what a lovely young lady Maggie McEldowney is. And once again, congratulations for her for winning it all. Okay, now at this point, folks, this is where I would ask Skinny to please give me a hand. This door! Push it! Mariah Carey says, I was mortified by my New Year's Eve performance.
Who cares?
Charlie Manson is seriously ill, temporarily moved from prison to hospital.
Who cares?
Marie Osmond defends Mariah Carey after New Year's Eve performance drama.
Who cares?
Jenny McCarthy slams Mariah Carey over her New Year's Eve performer. It was a complete train wreck.
Who cares?
Wait a minute. Josh Murray confirms he and Amanda Stanton have split.
I'm emotionally drained.
Who cares?
Shirtless Chris Pratt covers Vanity Fair, says he owes his fame to coupons and God.
Who cares?
And in that order. Hillary and Bill Clinton to attend Donald Trump's inauguration.
Who cares?
And finally, gospel singer Kim Burrell addresses her homophobic comments.
Who cares?
Close it up. Well, Jed, you thought I'd sneak that in there, Billy. Hey, let me reach this latch at the top. Skinny's not here, but I can get it. Let me reach it. Okay, that's it, folks. That's all. For who cares? Because who cares? You know, that used to be a much longer segment, but I don't know who any of these people are anymore. So I don't really care about them. You know, talked to my old pal PJ the other day, and he wanted to make sure I send his condolences to Annie Flatley and the Flatley family on the death of her mother, Elish, from PJOD. That's Michael Flatley's sister, Annie. And PJ, I want to make sure. So, condolences from PJ to Annie Flatley and the whole Flatley family on the death of your mom, Elish, from PJOD. Okay, you know, whenever I'm on Western Avenue and I walk down the street and look in a window of Wrongs or Hearts or any of those great Irish pubs, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, he says to me, hey, Hooley, you died. I don't know if I got to him last week. Artie Amon is an old friend of mine.
shared an office with me and Pete Nolan over at the Metropolitan Building on LaSalle Street many years ago. And those guys were all newspaper guys, and Artie was active in journalism, was secretary of the Chicago Newspaper Reporters Association. Just a terrific guy, and I'm going to miss him. He and I had a lot of laughs and adventures working PR campaigns and political campaigns. So God rest his soul, Artie Amon. I think he was 88. And Bridget Breda Courtney, a native of Killarney, County Kerry, Ireland, passed peacefully on December 5th, Christmas Day. Breda was a longtime resident of Boynton Beach, Florida. So God rest her soul, Breda Courtney. Also, Hugh Feehan, 71, beloved husband, father, grandfather, brother-in-law, uncle, friend, tie collector, freckled Irishman with a hearty laugh, and a volunteer who delighted children by impersonating Santa Claus, died unexpectedly in his home on December 22nd. That's 3 days before Christmas, Santa. Be greatly missed by his wife, Kathy, of 32 years. What are you giving me that look for? Santa, you can't croak on the job, man. Anyway, his children, Tim, Tammy, Colin, and Ross. He was born in Chicago. He's the son of an Irish firefighter. God rest his soul. Hubert John Feehan, 71. Also, Kevin Davitt, native of Swinford County, Mayo, where my pal Tony Golden's people are all from. Kevin was 71, his beloved husband of Margaret, and the father of Kevin and Mary. Especially loved winters spent in family and friends at Sterling Village in Boynton Beach, Florida. Hey, what is it with everybody going to Florida? It's getting on my nerves. And I guess that's it. I'm going to close up the crypt. And if you have a relative or a loved one that you want us to honor, send me an email at hooleytv@aol.com and we'll get them on the show. Okay, we're going to take another break. We're going to come back and talk to our pal, the troubadour, Kevin Flynn, some more, and any other news I want to point out. And so stick around on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We'll see you soon.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And that McCann's is the greatest stuff you'll ever have, especially on a cold, cold, cold morning like today.
Ooh, kind of chilly out there, even in Florida, I hope. Skinny. You know, want to give a shout-out to my old pal Gino Cooney. Folks, if you haven't been listening on Saturday nights, between 7 and 8, you can listen to the Hoolies Hoolie on WSBC 1240 AM. Very funny show. The Houlihan brothers and their pal Clay O'Brien just shoot the breeze and manage to do it effortlessly and very humorously. So check that out. But also, Saturday nights from 8 to 9 is The Crack from the Irish American Heritage Center, and followed by The Session. And it's just a terrific show featuring, it's the Taj Mahal of traditional Irish music, and love doing that show. And Billy and I are there every Thursday night recording the show. And yeah, we have a couple of drops when we're doing it too. It's fun. You know, you got to have fun while you're working. But you tune in, because that is a terrific show, and you get to hear some of the greatest Irish traditional musicians in the world. They come here from Ireland. They come from all over the place, and many of them settle in Chicago, and they're playing on The Crack every Thursday night. You can hear them every Saturday night between 8 and 9 on WSBC 1240 AM. All right, now, our old pal, Kevin Flynn, the Northwest Side Boy. Is that kind of your moniker?
Yeah. There was a song I liked when I was a teenage boy. It was called North Country Boy, and I said, okay. Well, I'm the Northwest
Side Boy. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
And what parish did you grow up in?
St. Teclas.
Oh, Teclas,
sure.
Is that on Harlem? No, it's on...
It's
Irving or Montrose or something like that.
No, Devon.
Devon, of course.
Yeah,
I've been in there.
Yeah.
For a Southsider, I've been around.
Yeah, you have. They know you there.
Yeah. I don't know if they know me, but I've been to Teclas. I've been to Immaculate Conception. I've been to
St. Juliana's.
St. Juliana's, yeah. OLV. I've been to a lot of Northside parishes.
Oh, yeah.
A funeral circuit. Speaking of which... once again, want to give a shout-out to the Carey family. Tuna Carey passed away, and he had just an amazing funeral and week Saturday. Just all the Southside characters were there. It was a lot of fun. So, all right, so, Kev, what do you want to do now?
You know what? I'm going to do another tune here, and I'm going to tie it into a in memoriam, my own in memoriam. My uncle Jack Flynn, older brother, died earlier
Your
this year.
Your dad Eddie's older brother.
My dad Eddie's older brother died earlier this year. And I'm going to try and tie this song into
How
him.
How old was him, Jack?
Jack was born in 1933, the year of the World's Fair and the first All-Star Game at Comiskey Park. Always reminded about. So that would make him 83, I think.
God bless him.
83 turned this year, and so anyway, the Flynn family, are cousins of the Flynn family were the Walshes, and that included Elmer Michael Walsh, the only man to
Southsiders,
the only man to ever beat Pope Richard I when he ran for any sort of office, when he ran for Cook County Sheriff.
For Mayor Daley, yeah. When he ran for Cook County Sheriff
and lost. And wow. That's his only loss.
In the 50s, probably. Early 50s, yeah.
Right. And the family had campaigned for him. My grandfather, John Flynn, was hoping after Elmer won that he would become a cop.
Sure.
He did not become one. The family was kind of upset, but
can you blame them?
At the same time, they kind of thought, well, it wasn't a bad idea that they didn't let him become a cop, you know. That's a story for another time. But anyway, here's a song about Pope Richard I. This is called Pope of the Windy City.
Oh, this is a terrific song. I've heard this before, yeah.
Here we go. Well, I'll tell you all a story about a man named Richard J. Chicago was his Vatican until his dying day. He rose up through the ranks of democratic politics, all with the help of timely deaths and clever party tricks. He was raised on the working class South Side, blue-collar Catholic Irish pride. Working for the town, he learned about its holy see. He's the Pope of the Windy City, boys, the man on fire to boss.
'Twas 55 when Richard would be coronated mayor. He put up buildings, hired friends, and opened up O'Hare. Corruption with the courts and cops would rear its head, but then he found a patsy, denied blame, and was on top again. By the time re-election day had passed, early and often votes were cast. Kennedy had won and the Pope retained his papacy. He's the Pope of the Windy City Boys, the man on five to boss. He's the Pope of the Windy City Boys, the man on five to boss. The slums and ghettos felt ignored, they started picketing. He promised changes and reform, but never did a thing. On the west side there was rioting, the neighborhood in flames. He ordered police officers shoot to kill or maim. He took care of his own and in his eyes no one had the right to criticize. Papally infallible with his authority, he's the Pope of the Windy City Boys, the man on five, the boss. He's the Pope of the Windy City Boys, the man on five, the boss. Well, the precinct captains, Chinamen, ward bosses, and the mob, securing votes, cutting deals, and filling city jobs, from the elected county offices to Alderman Tom Keene, Danaher, and Dawson, all a part of the machine. And he's the Pope of the Windy City Boys, the man on five, the boss. When the Democratic National Convention came to town, Richard's army clubbed the heads of everyone around. Despite the allegations of misconduct from his peers, ex-cathedra, he would rule for over 20 years. Some say he did things right and just, didn't let the city turn to rust. Others say his nepotism is his legacy. He's a Pope of the Windy City Boys, the man on five, the boss. He's a Pope of the Windy City Boys, the man on five, the boss. He's the Pope now.
Yeah, the Pope of the Windy City, the mayor, his honor. That was terrific. You know, I just wanted to, your lyrics are so gorgeous. Ex cathedra legislation. That's class, man. I'm telling you, that's terrific.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always said, you know, there's other places in this country and on this planet where people have a certain amount of time that they can hold the office. And yes. I said, well,
not here.
You know, yeah, we hold on to these jobs like the Pope.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I just finished a book. I worked on the Chuy Garcia campaign for mayor in 2015, and I just finished the book. It's a day-by-day. It's called Nothing's on the Square, 82 Days on the Mayoral Campaign Trail, Making History in Chicago, 2015. Very proud of it. But I'm looking for a way to frame it, because it's like a diary. And I did the prologue take me back to when I was like 10 years old, sixth grade, hanging out in front of Christ the King Parish waiting to go into 9 o'clock mass, and with my buddies, you know, spitting hackers and being cool corner boys, and Mayor Daley pulls up in a car.
Okay.
The Mayor Daley.
Sure.
And I said, it might as well have been God Almighty himself. Yeah. He walked up with three guys, they all got hats on, and they go in the side door of the church, and we just froze. And then I went, hey, Mayor, how's it going? He goes, hiya, fellas. And we just about all went nuts, you know. Hey, we're Sox fans. That's how I opened the book. And then I said, okay, so it always felt right having a Daley in the fifth floor. And, you know, we got Jane Byrne, and we got Eugene Sawyer, and then a very colorful Harold Washington. But now we got a guy that is not one of us. And that's how I start the book. It's kind of like my first spear that I throw. Yeah. And there are many, folks. So when it comes out, I want everybody reading that book.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Daley was a mystical, you know, majestic figure. There's no question about it.
Oh, yeah. I've read the Royko book probably
Boss.
Three times.
Yeah.
And then I went and saw Neil Gian Tulis.
Oh, I saw it, too. Neil was terrific, wasn't he?
Yeah,
and, he was great.
And I realized they're, you know, they were our Kennedys. You know, whether you liked them or not,
absolutely.
There will be nothing quite like that, and I mean that in every sense of the term.
Yeah.
In Chicago, and you know, I was at least around for a year of him. So you know.
Oh, for the old man. Yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, his move to. Get the mandate the City Worker Act actually greatly affected the neighborhood.
What was that? Oh, to stay, they all have to live in the city.
Right, right. Yes. Well, he said the jig is up. If you really don't work for the city, you're out. And you know, my parents bought it right before that happened, and everybody jumped from Park Ridge, Niles, wherever the heck they were living, and the property prices. Doubled.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. At that point, because they had to live there.
Sure.
And,
had to live in the city limits.
And that ended up shaping the neighborhood. And
did
you know,
your dad work for the city?
He eventually did. He started out.
He was all. I read his book.
Yeah, right.
Holy cow! He had an incredible life.
Yeah, you know, he was a white collar worker with a. You know, office that overlooked Lake Michigan.
But he was also in Brazil and places like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then he became, because of the business, he was a janitor. Next thing I know, I'm telling my friends, you know, my dad's a janitor over at Onahan Public School. And he worked his way into the engineers union.
Sure,
and,
$3.99.
He did it backwards for the neighborhood. Everybody had city jobs and they jumped in the neighborhood. Yeah. He was in the neighborhood and he got a city job. So, you know. Go
sinecure,
figure.
As we call it.
Yeah. So.
All right, we've got to take another break.
Good
our
stuff.
Final break. We're with Kevin Flynn. Stick around. He's got a couple more up his sleeve for us. And you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, brought to you by Flood Brothers. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice. So you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the South Side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle, Jimmy, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
And thank you, Brendan O'Brien, on behalf of Riley's Daughter at Midway and at 111th and Pulaski. They were going gangbusters as they did many years ago. Their return is about a year old now. I remember Boz said, "How could I not buy the joint? You know, it's right next to a cemetery and there's parking for 400 cars. They aren't going to complain about the noise at night." Anyway, I want to give everybody a heads up. Our old friends at Local 130, especially you, Jimmy Coyne, they're having the Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade Queen Contest coming up on the 15th. So I think the deadline is soon. Oh, it's March 11th. That's the day of the parade. Anyway, get in there. Go to ChicagoSt.PatricksDayParade.org for more info. The Queen Contest is at noon, January 15th. That's a week from next Thursday. And then the Corned Beef and Cabbage fundraiser is Thursday, January 26th. The parade is Saturday, March 11th. But if you have a daughter or a granddaughter or a niece that you want to, this is a terrific tradition. And we've been lucky enough to have met many, many, many of the queens. Big shout out to Erin Mulcahy. This will be her. She'll be closing it out. And we tried to get her here, but... they wouldn't let her. But anyway, so Aaron will be presiding over at the Queen Contest. And get in there and send your snapshots. And just don't mention that you know the Skinny and Hooley Show because that might hurt you. Okay, back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're heading for the main gate. You know what, next week I want to tell everybody, no, I don't have a guest yet for next week. The following week is the Murphy Road School of Irish Music. They'll be on the following week. So happy to have you here tonight, Mr. Kevin Flynn. We're heading into the home stretch here. Now, there was a tune. You probably don't have this prepared, so forget it. It's about the guy who...
I might.
What?
I might have.
Oh, okay. I can't remember the lyrics. The guy goes into the store. He buys a beer. You know what I'm talking about?
Some storm buys a beer.
I should have memorized it, but just one of the many tunes that I love that you
I'll play it next time for you. I'll play anything.
And there will be a next time.
Yes.
Absolutely. I got your CD somewhere, but I couldn't find it. Okay, so we got 3 minutes. Can you give us a 3-minute? Take us out, Mr. Kevin Flynn, the Northwest Side Boy, our friend,
you
our
got
pal.
It.
The troubadour is back.
If you happen to find me in a place called New York City, trying to become a star on the biggest stage, working on a script and waiting tables, struggling to make a living wage. Well, if my body's found lying face first on the ground, lying in the gutters of Skid Row, see to it my play is at least somewhere off Broadway, and don't bury me outside of Chicago. Well, if I'm off in Paris, France, writing out my memoirs of being raised a Catholic and all the guilt I felt, smoking cigarettes inside the cafes, reciting poems that make the French girls melt. Well, if they find me dead, lying naked in the bed of a woman who looks like Bridget Bardot, oh, I'll tell her that I loved her
though I'm sure she never loved me, and I'll bury me outside of Chicago. Fine city of Dublin, looking for my roots and whiskey too, finding nobody that's in my family, but finding many pubs to have a few. Well, if I pass away after drinking through the day with money on me tab that still I owe, well, tell them in my will there ain't enough to pay that bill, and don't bury me outside of Chicago. Well, if I'm God knows where the hell, doing God knows what, looking for an answer in some foreign land I roam, know that I am just away, and I'll be back soon any day to the place that's always been my home. Well, if I meet my fate and I'm at the pearly gates, pray it's ours before the devil knows. Oh, well, this I'm telling you, if it's the last thing that you never do, don't bury me outside of Chicago again. Oh, don't bury me outside of Chicago once more. Oh, don't bury me outside of Chicago.
All right, the mighty Kevin Flynn. Well done. Big time talent. If you ever get an opportunity, see him in person, check it out. And we'll see you next week. See you later. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.